Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love-inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen Steam and Queen Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you.
Personal opinion time, Selfish Babe. I don't believe that mothers should always have their babies with them 24/7. I think that as a mother, you should be able to take away your title every once in a while. You should be able to just be a friend. You should be able to just be a sister. You should be able to just be a lover. But I think in this day and age, especially with a lot of absentee fathers, it's like we always have to carry our kids with us all the time. You're trying to have some girl time and you have to bring your child because then you couldn't find anybody to watch your child. So then you bring your child to your friend's place and then your baby starts to cry, or your baby needs you, or your baby needs you to do something for them. And so then it's like, now you're a mom again. Did you really get that girl time that you needed? Did you really get that bonding time that you needed with your friend? No, because you had to have the role of mom and friend together. And as a Selfish Babe, I believe we should be able to just be ourselves. If your name is Jessica, you should be able to just have Jessica on today and just be able to be Jessica without the title of being a mom. And so as a Selfish Babe, I believe what you can do is to start asking yourself, how can I create a life where I don't have to have my baby 24/7? How can I create a life where I'm able to have somebody watch my child that is trustworthy, so I can take off the hat of mom and be able to be Jessica again, or be able to be friend again? How do I do that, right? Whether that's starting a business to be able to have enough income to do that, or maybe that is meeting up with two other moms who you find very trustworthy, and you guys creating a pact where you're like, okay, Mary is going to watch our kids on Wednesday of this week, because you know, week to week things change. Okay, Susie's going to watch our kids on this day of this week. So then the other moms get a chance to take off the hat of motherhood. I know for me, the life that I want to create and that I'm creating for myself, especially as a Selfish Babe, a woman who selfishly and authentically loves herself, I am not going to have a child be my ball and chain. I refuse to have that life. I don't want to look at my child and be so annoyed, because that's not the type of energy I want to present to my child. I want to love my child. I want to be happy that my child is there, and that cannot be with them being with me 24/7 when I want to do other things. And so I'm creating a life for myself where I'm going to be able to have somebody trustworthy be able to watch my child, so I can take care of the ish that I need to take care of, and then be able to be in a more happier space, in a more loving space with my child. I do not want to be the bitter mom. That is one thing I refuse to do. And Selfish Babe, you may not have the funds right now. You may not know how that's going to happen, but I want you to start thinking like that. How can I create this life where I don't have to be with my baby 24/7, where I can have just girl days, where I can have just my trips? Again, the baby wasn't created with just you, and you may be in a situation where it's like, dang, the father cannot be in the life, but you still have a choice. How can I create a life like this? Start asking yourself that. Journal about it. Start thinking about some ideas. Ask yourself the question. You may have to wait a few days before the answers start coming to you, but you have accountability for your life. You can change your life. So any woman listening to this, if you do not have the Selfish Babe app, download it and want to become a Selfish Babe. But I want you to start thinking about this. This is how we create our life. You can have better. You deserve better. You deserve to be Jessica again. You deserve to be a friend again. You deserve to be a sister again. And you deserve to be yourself again without the title of mommy 24/7. I love you very much. It's Olanike OC here with Selfish Babe.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community. Follow at selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at alinikeosi. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.